From harmonica to harpology, it's HARP, from imaginary stations on shortwave. Thank you.
When Get Pete presents Strings and Things for HARP. Thank you.
little confusing, all these strings and reeds. What do they think this is, a Toot Steelman concert? You're listening to H-A-R-P. That's H-A-R-P. Have an amazing reception report and email it to imaginarystations@gmail.com.
Fare sol, do, mi, do, fa, re, sol, sol. Mi, sol, la, re, fare sol. Well, when Harpo played his harp, it was a mystery. All the laughing stopped back to the balcony. Chico, Chico, should have pleased. Now let's watch him shoot the keys. When Harpo would play his harp, all was still. When Harpo played his harp, it was a dream, it was. Well, if someone else can do it, how come nobody does? Why, Groucho, Groucho, fast as light. Some talk like him, but not quite. When Harpo would play his harp, all was still, still. Well, Harpo, Harpo, this is the angels, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Harpo, Harpo, we're in the galaxies, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Do you remember what he would do sometimes before he played? Well, he'd look up to the sky and he'd look the angels away. Oh, Harpo, Harpo, when you start, tears of joy inside my heart. Harpo would play his harp and all was still. All right, Harpo, Harpo, this is the angels, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Well, Harpo, Harpo, we're in the galaxies, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Oh, one more time.
You gotta do the talk now, man. Harpo Marx is here with me. He doesn't talk, so I have to talk for him. They're going in to look at Ziegfeld, and I hope it's a good picture.
Honk, honk.
Give me that hot boy.
Coca-Cola.
Dip it into my Coca. I should dip myself in there for being fool enough to drink all those damn things.
Do you feel like it?
Sure. I'll play a short one. Get out your rulers. I'm going to play a short one.
For a You want me to play some harmonica now, right?
Okay. I was just going to request that, actually. But...
Yeah. I'll play you a tune.
Okay.
You had a request. I know you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
There you go. Butterfly lotus petal position with this phone sticking out of my lap in place of my trying to play the harmonica in it.
What key was that?
That was the key of skeleton key.
Art and science are combined this week in a project at the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HARP, built for military research involving radio transmissions through the ionosphere, the facility in Gakona has broadened its scope beyond traditional science. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
No longer wanted by the military, in 2015, HARP was taken over by the University of Alaska Fairbanks, which has expanded access to the facility's high-power radio transmitter.
Almost anybody can rent time on HARP.
HARP Chief Scientist Chris Fallon says he plugged the opportunity during a presentation in New York last year while noting it doesn't come cheap.
The current rates are about $5,000 U.S. dollars per hour of transmitter time.
And I went up to him immediately afterwards and I was like, I'm interested. I will apply for funding. I will get the money and I want to do something.
Amanda Dawn Christie, a video performance and electronics professor at Canada's Concordia University, describes herself as a transmission artist.
It applies to artists who make work either about or with the electromagnetic spectrum.
Christie says that spans traditional arts like music and poetry, as well as their transmission via radio waves, like the powerful high-frequency variety that can be emitted by the HARP facility.
There's music, there's poetry written in Morse code, there's storytelling, and then there are some images that will be transmitted in a format called SSTV, which is slow scan television.
Christie's one-hour multi-part program is being broadcast over shortwave radio and on the web with software available to download accompanying images. One part of the broadcast uses recordings of wolves howling.
I've pitch-shifted them to create a musical score out of these wolves that go up on two frequencies and ideally mix in the ionosphere and they come down together on one frequency.
Christie emphasizes that the project is not just about art, but testing HARP's ability to create and transmit it.
All of the movements in my piece do different scientific experiments that I'm hoping to gather a lot of data from that I'm happy to offer to scientists who would find this useful.
Christie says the project also gets at long-simmering conspiracy theories surrounding the former military facility, and she and UAF's Fallon agree it may help dispel misunderstandings.
Communicating the science that we do at the facility and why it's important is really quite a challenge.
People have tweeted, like, are you controlling the weather? And I am trying to show that it's simply a radio transmitter.
Christie says the project is funded by the Canada Council for the Arts and notes that it includes money to pay UAF as well as carbon offset credits to compensate for the fuel consumed at HARP this week. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
Thank you.
playing harmonica music and harp music. Wow, how innovative. They're always innovative at Imaginary Stations, and this is H-A-R-P.
something different for your airwaves. Imaginary Stations.